MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Mungesi Mpahla, a partner at Cox Eads. Mungesi, appreciate the time. A lot of my listeners, we think around directors, listed companies, unlisted companies. Some of them will probably be directors. An important part in a recent note you put out, directors and officers insurance. Talk us through what's the plan, what is this covering, and who it might potentially be for.
So thanks very much, Simon. So the D&O insurance is basically a specialized policy that is designed to protect directors and execs from personal financial loss when they are sued, basically for decisions they've made in their official capacity. So they typically cover, you know, financial exposure from, you know, if they get sued, defense costs, court settlements, damages arising out of, you know, claims from financial mismanagement, negligence, errors, etc., in their execution of their decisions and functions.
I'm imagining this doesn't cover if the situation is criminal or fraud or the like.
Yeah, so they don't cover fraud, crime, you know, intentional, you know, errors, gross negligence, etc. It's purely acts that are done in good faith and in the best interests of the company.
Yeah, I suppose the point is you can't insure if you're going to be a criminal in a sense. Is it sort of one policy fits all? Do we see, I don't know, industry-specific policies? Maybe some sectors are considered higher risk and have different policies, or is it sort of one fits all?
No, it's not a one-size-fits-all. Remember, there's various insurers out there with different offerings. So it really depends on the industry, on the insurer, and the risk at which, you know, the industry, you know, operates of that particular company. So there's no one-size-fits-all.
Who typically pays for it? Or is this going to be dependent? I mean, does the company pay? Does the director? Or is this very much dependent on negotiation, I suppose, between the company and the director?
So it's generally paid by the company. So the company will take it up on behalf of its board to protect it. And in a way, it makes it lucrative for people to agree to serve on boards because it means their exposure to risk is mitigated, you know, in that, because directors are now being held to the highest standard in terms of corporate governance, accountability, and acting, you know, with reasonable skill, you know, and due diligence and care. So especially where it's, you know, high stakes are involved, you are dealing with a listed company where you have public shareholders, etc. So it's basically a product that the company will take to protect its board.
And this doesn't absolve, and in fact, I think you referred to sort of personal risks and, you know, understanding the legal requirements under the Companies Act, doing proper, you know, disclosures, avoiding conflicts. Those are beyond the ambit, but something to which a director still needs to pay a fairly significant amount of attention, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously doesn't, it's not a shield to or an excuse to do whatever, or directors have carte blanche to act recklessly. As you know, the Companies Act has very strict fiduciary duties such that directors must avoid any situation that places them in a conflict of interest. D&O policies will not cover, you know, personal financial gains that are obtained improperly where, you know, a director benefits from self-dealing insider trading or misappropriation of company funds. We saw this with the Steinhoff debacle, for example. Yeah, so a situation like that wouldn't be covered. Probably a more appropriate cover would be commercial crimes policy, which is different. It's designed for things like fraud and all those things.
Took me around the commercial crime, because this I haven't heard of before. Again, this is for protecting individuals, also protecting the company.
So it's for protecting the company and third parties generally. That's how those policies work, where there's been fraud that has taken place internally to the detriment of a third party, whether it's shareholders, whether it's creditors, clients, suppliers, etc. So that policy is really designed to protect third parties, the company itself, where there is loss due to fraudulent conduct by directors.
Gotcha. So in a sense, the other side. We'll leave it there. It's Mungesi Mpahla, partner, Cox Eads. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.